Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called Can Peptides Replace Exercise and a Balanced Diet for Muscle Gain? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. What if you could build muscle while sitting on your couch? That's the promise behind peptides. But let's dive into what science actually tells us about these compounds. First up, let's break down what peptides actually are. They're basically short chains of amino acids, the building blocks of protein. In muscle building, peptides like BPC-157, TB-500, and various growth hormone secretagogues work by signaling your body to repair and grow tissue. Think of them as molecular messengers telling your muscles, "Hey, time to get bigger." Now for the million-dollar question, can these compounds replace good old-fashioned exercise and nutrition? The short answer is no. While peptides can enhance muscle protein synthesis, they need the stimulus of resistance training to work effectively. It's like having a construction crew with all the materials but no blueprint. You need the mechanical stress from training to direct where that growth happens. Let's talk safety, because this is crucial. Many peptides exist in a legal gray area, and quality control can be inconsistent. Common side effects can include injection site reactions, joint pain, and water retention. Some peptides can affect natural hormone production, which is why medical supervision is absolutely essential. Here's some hard data. A 2019 clinical sports medicine study followed 128 athletes over 6 months. The research compared peptide users with those following traditional training protocols. While the peptide group showed slightly accelerated recovery times, their overall muscle gains weren't significantly different from the natural training group when proper diet and exercise were controlled for. The key takeaway? The foundation of muscle growth hasn't changed. Progressive resistance training and proper nutrition are still king. Peptides might have their place as an adjunct therapy under medical supervision, but they're not a shortcut around the fundamentals of muscle building. Remember, anything promising results without effort usually comes with hidden costs. The most reliable path to gains is still the one that includes proper training, nutrition, and recovery. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.